Red Energy, awarded Canstar's most trusted energy retailer nationally for 2021. Maybe it's time you called Red Energy on 131 806. Introducing the all-new Hyundai Staria Load. It's got loads of everything your business needs to grow.
Wednesday morning, this is your town. This is your station. This is Waitley.
Good morning. Adam Gilchrist will name his starting 11 for Australia's T20 World Cup campaign shortly. Will he hold the faith in Dave Warner? Is there a place for Steve Smith? Would he toss Josh Inglis the gloves? Will Stark, Cummins and Hazelwood be there as a trio? Or is there no room in the conditions that present at the front of the attack for all three? The final warm-up game for Australia is against India tonight. Scribble out your team and see how it compares to Gillies at 11 o'clock. Glenn Maxwell is about to join me. And Malcolm Speed's going to cast his eye over the political upheaval that continues at Cricket Australia with the chairman rolled last week and where to next. So plenty of cricket. We'll mix that in with some racing. Wayne Hawkes is in the studio. He's done track work. He'll be here shortly. I do want to start here, though. I find myself pondering a difficult question this morning. I wonder if you're the same. Has Ben Simmons now strayed into Kyrgios Tomic territory? A sportsman we've been desperate to love, prepared to forgive the initial sins, make excuses for, be patient with, and try to think the best of, only to realise he's neither the athlete nor the character that we hoped for. These matters are never simple, and especially so when it's a $200 million four-year contract. That's the tension point. That's the stakes in the standoff. You can still paint the Philadelphia 76ers as the villains if you want to view it from a certain point of view, but that doesn't change the fact that Simmons has spent the past 6 months setting fire to goodwill, and this morning is the latest flashpoint. Petulant, recalcitrant, downright disrespectful, training with a phone in his pocket, refusing to take part in drills, openly defying coach Doc Rivers, told to leave the building and suspended. Is this the conduct of the man many would regard as Australia's number one male athlete? How many excuses are we prepared to make for Simmons? How are we supposed to love him if this is how he's going to conduct himself? Has Ben Simmons strayed into Kyrgios Tomic territory? 0433 98 11 16, shoot through your messages and give us a call as we go. 1300 736 736. Here's his coach and his teammate this morning.
Every day, every single moment, I'm going to give Ben a chance to join the team and be part of the team. He's under contract to be part of the team, and so that's not going to change. Sometimes it happens quick and guys join back in. Sometimes it doesn't. I've been in both situations, and I'm fine with that. But at the end of the day, as a coach, I have to protect the team. The team first, and then we get to the other part. And so today, I just thought it was more important to focus on the team. Watch football, baseball, basketball. It's happened 1,000 times, and it can happen here too. My job as a coach is to keep trying to get guys to buy in, to be in. And unfortunately, this is tougher, this situation. But that's my job. We had a good conversation today. That's not to be shared, that's between Ben and I.
At this point, I don't care about that man, honestly. He does whatever he wants. That's not my job. That's those guys' jobs. I'm only focused on trying to make the team better, win some games, play hard every night, try to lead, the guys that we have here. And I'm sure they feel the same way because, our chemistry has been excellent. Despite, everything that's been happening in the last few months. I don't really care.
Joel Embiid, he's done with Ben Simmons. Doc Rivers, Simmons is done with the 76ers. That's the complicating factor. But do you find yourself, he's proving hard to love right now. Martin's in Sydney. Martin, welcome.
Hi, Jared, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Look, unfortunately, this is not new behaviour for Ben. he lost me when he carried on like a pork chop when he came to Melbourne a few years ago. Then not wanting to be part of the Olympic team again just showed his true colours. And unfortunately, this is just a pattern of behaviour. So really, this guy is not someone that should be held up to be an idol to our young kids wanting to play basketball.
He's supposed to be Australia's number one male athlete, Martin, and this is what we find ourselves confronting. It's not simple, but it is an uncomfortable question, Martin. Thank you. Pete's in Paran. Welcome, Pete.
Yeah, good morning. He might be Australia's highest paid male athlete, but he's certainly not Australia's best athlete. I mean, have a look at the guys that played basketball recently for us in the Olympics. I mean, there are guys there that I'd call better athletes. You can look at football players. And Jared, I don't think it's fair to compare him to Kyrgios. Kyrgios is a one-man team. If he lets anyone down, it's him. When Ben does it, he lets a whole group of people down. And I really admire his coach. He's still there, like, you know, open arms, well, welcoming. We'll do everything we can to kind of make him feel good. But very hard to love at the moment.
Hard to love. 0433 98 11 16. I'll work some more calls in as we go. This is what it sounds like in the US right now.
Ben Simmons is sending a message to the Philadelphia 76ers. I don't want to be here. I don't want any part of this. Is he wrong? You're damn right he's wrong. Because it wasn't the Sixers that did anything to him. He did it to himself. The man shoots 14% from three-point range. He has no perimeter game to speak of at all. He's great in every other way, but not when it comes to that. Or free throw shooting. That's on him. That's not the fault of the Philadelphia 76ers fan base, nor the 76ers organization. Nevertheless, he wants out. And because he wants out, and a player of that magnitude has the ability to be a disruptive, dare I say, cancerous force on a team, he's basically prioritizing for the Sixers organization. You need to get me the hell up out of here as soon as you possibly can.
So now he said, you know what? You embarrassed me last summer by saying that I was the reason, one play was the reason that we lost the series to the Atlanta Hawks. You put that all on me. You know what? I'm going to embarrass you now. I'm going to humiliate you in the same way that you humiliated me. If the Los Angeles Lakers get off to a terrible start and say, you know what? We got to change something up. We need to add some defense. Could they bite on something? That, I believe, is going to be the strategy at this point, because there is not a market for Ben Simmons as of right now, at least not one that Daryl Morey finds suitable.
Rick Butcher and Stephen A. Smith. We're going to head to the States in the next hour. We've done it to coincide with tip-off in the NBA season. Brian Curtis from The Ringer, a long-time contributor to the program. We'll get his thoughts on that and more broadly. Share in some of your calls and your messages along the way. Nick Kyrgios is the hero of the piece in the comparison that has been made, but Ben Simmons has strayed into awkward territory, I think, for Australian sports fans. We'll play with that as our morning goes on. Our McCafe menu today, Glenn Maxwell, Wayne Hawks, Malcolm Speed, Brian Curtis, Adam Gilchrist, McCafe, our official coffee partner.